Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Crowley is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of a couple of books, at least, along with Kathy Elster. One book is Working for You, Isn't Working for Me. We helped her launch this book a few years ago. The new book is called Mean Girls at Work, which she and Catherine and Kathy have co-authored. And she is a very important member of our Brain Trust, Harvard-trained psychologist, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Catherine Crowley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. And that's Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Catherine, my first real W-2 job off the farm, I worked there in high school for about 13 months and my senior year and after I graduated, a month or so. And at the end of that tenure at that company, I was working for someone who had turned into the co-employee from hell. He was actually became my boss at the very end. And I couldn't wait to leave that business. I left because of him, because he was so overbearing and horrible to be around. And
He's
couldn't wait to get to my next job and get away from him. And so I got the next job, and within a week I realized that his sister worked at the new job. Not really, you know, but in my mind I looked at her and I thought, are you guys related or something? What's the deal? So very quickly, before I was 19 years old, even, you know, just barely 18, I figured out, you know what? These people are probably going to be with me wherever I go. They're everywhere.
Yes.
They're like the chicken man, Catherine. They're everywhere.
Well, you're so right, Jim. And actually, our very first book called Working With You Is Killing Me, about freeing yourself from emotional traps at work, was all the very first chapter says, you know, the job, actually doing the tasks of your job, is usually not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that you have to interact with. They are the real challenge. And I think, you know, you think you're going to get away from that, but the fact is that almost every workplace has someone who's going to have the capacity to get under your skin. And it's our challenge to manage those relationships.
Well, and especially if you're not shrinking violet like I am not, clearly I'm not.
Right.
You know, people tend to form an opinion about me. But you know, I always did my job. I always excelled at my work and was a good employee. But it's amazing how people. What is the deal? Okay, you know, I can think of one or two examples of why somebody might not like me. Maybe one, maybe two, max.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is it about some people that they seem to just need to find something to pick at all the time? What is it about them?
Well, I think the truth is that they are covertly competitive with you, and they probably feel threatened by you. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're, I'm sure you were always a high performer. For many people, that could be a threat, and so what they end up doing instead is finding fault with what you do.
Even though you overtly don't demonstrate that you mean them no harm.
Yeah, it has nothing.
You might even be trying to help them.
Yeah, it has almost nothing to do with you, Jim. And that's what can be confusing, is that while their behavior feels very personal, you just happen to be in the room. If it were someone else who was a high performer, they would be doing the same attacking or devaluing or criticizing behavior.
It's not always, and also, it's not always aggressive behavior. A lot of times, in fact, often, It's passive aggressive, isn't it?
Yes. And the
beauty
of passive aggressive is that it's very hard to tag that, right? Mm-hmm. So someone could inadvertently leave you out of an important email or cut you out of a meeting or pull you out of a project, and it doesn't look like they're doing anything malicious.
Or claim to accidentally, that they accidentally forgot to not protect the confidence you gave them, or they let something slip that you weren't ready to have revealed, or you asked them a question, and it turns out they used that against you, or something like that. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, those are very tricky because you feel like you've been sideswiped.
Mm-hmm. What do we do?
How
do we deal with
them? They're not going to fess up to it.
How do we deal with those people? There are thousands of examples of where they can behave. Everybody out there listening right now, Catherine, is nodding their head. They know what we're talking about. How do we deal with those people?
Well, it's twofold. One is that you have, once you figure out, if you think someone is covertly competitive with you, or as you say, passive aggressively doing things, I think the first thing is that you probably need to trust your gut. And the second thing is that you need to then protect yourself. And so the way to do that is twofold. First is you can talk to them, but you have to talk to them privately. Passive aggressive people never like to be called out. And you might go to them and say, you know, I know it wasn't your intention, but you left me out of that important meeting, and going forward I would like to be informed of all meetings that, you know, happen. So you address the actual issue instead of saying, you know, I have a feeling you're doing stuff behind my back. You just address the workplace situation that you're in.
Go ahead. No, you say the second one.
I was just going to say, the second piece is that you then have to do your own due diligence. Like you said, if you realize that someone is sharing information that you gave to them at another time, if you now know that they are not trustworthy, then you have to stop trusting them with important information.
That's really important, because sometimes then that just escalates things, doesn't it?
Yes.
And sometimes, though, people are bullies about this. They're bullies. They can even be a bully with passive aggressiveness, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
And so what I would do, me being Catherine, is I would say to them offline, I wasn't invited to that meeting that you had, and I think you probably know I should have been there. I'm going to assume for the moment that that was a mistake, right?
Right.
So I'd be a little bit less passive in my so-called giving them a break. I would be a little bit. I would be putting an edge on that. Now that's just me being me. I'm not going to say that's for everyone. But like I said,
know that you're on to them.
Like I said, people usually form an opinion one way or the other about me pretty quick. 20 after. I'm actually okay with that, by the way, folks. 20 after. Right back with Catherine Crowley. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.